Kushit Mibayis, who's Tishbi, Eliyahu Navi, he's referred to Eliyahu Tishbi. He's going to answer our shaylas. So I was trying to look around to see where's the Makar that Teiku is, that Eliyahu is going to answer the shaylas. What's the Makar for this? So looking around, and I found the last Mishnah in Idyas is really discussing the Machlekes Hanam over there about what exactly is going to happen when Eliyahu HaNavi comes the day before Mashiach and is darshing the pasuk over there of Hine Anochi Shaleach L'Shem is Eliyahu HaNavi Lifnei Bo'iyoyim Hashem HaGadav HaNoira. And the last two Tanam in the Mishnah, Reb Shimon, says that what's Eliyahu going to do? He's only coming L'Hashvayz Machlekes, to smooth out all the Machlekes and to make sure that there's no Machlekes in Kal Yisrael and Torah. And the Chachamim come after us and they say, no, they don't argue. They actually add on and they say that he's going to also make shalom between Kal Yisrael and the other nations. But, and we pass it like that, and the Chacham agreed to Reb Shimon. First Shimon explained, they agreed to Reb Shimon that he's also going to answer up the Shailas. And the next pasuk is, Heishiv Leibavis Abanim, Leib Banim Al Avoisam, is the First Shimon explained that the Avis are the Rebbe, and the Banim are the Talmidim, and there's not going to be any more Machlekes. And over there, the Taisus Yamtev explains, he says, I think this is the Makar that Teiku is Tishbi Ataris Kushis Yibayas. That because of this, when he comes, he's going to explain everything, everything's going to be clear, and this is where we know that Eliyahu is the one who's going to answer our shayla to make everything clear. Okay, so, very geshmak. The shayla is, bothered that, why tak is Eliyahu HaNavi going to be the one that's going to answer our shaylas? I'm saying we got the Torah from Moshe. Moshe kibbutz Torah miSinai. So why would Eliyahu HaNavi be the person, be the one to be misader or anything that's either chaser that's missing from the Messiah or unclear? Why is he the one that's gonna make everything clear, smooth out all the machleksim and answer all our shaylas? Zifrat Torah is Moshe. Why not Moshe? So I was thinking, maybe Pasha, that if he's coming the day before, so then just, well, why should we wait another day? We already waited thousands of years for these shaylos, and if he's going to come the day before, so then maybe Moshe Rabbeinu is going to come the next day when Mashiach comes, but until then, we have Eliyahu, let's ask him. But first of all, then the question would just be, why Taka is Eliyahu Zaycha? Very nice he's coming the day before, but it's a schos. He had that, and Moshe Rabbeinu is not coming, why not? And last night, I found the Medrash Rab on Parshas Egev, Mamash of a fascinating measure. He says that Hashem promises Moshe that he's going to come the same time as Eliyahu, when Eliyahu comes. So, Zechar, not true. He's coming, Lefidus Medrash, coming the same time as when Eliyahu comes. And you see, still, Eliyahu is going to be the one to be Mesader, all the Sveikas, all the Shailas that we're not sure about. So, what's Pshat? So, I found them a bit in Beis Elikim, Sefer Beis Elikim, Shari Yisaidis over there in Parak Samach, he's going through very, very interesting things about, you know, Yemais Mashiach, Chiyas Amesim, what it's going to be like, what daily life is going to be like. And over there, he explains, he doesn't ask this Kasha, he doesn't ask my Kasha about why Eliyahu, he's just explaining different things going to happen, and Mitaych that, he answers this question. He says that during this time, Eliyahu is going to come and explain all the different Sveikas, all the different things that we don't have clear, and he's going to be the one that's going to answer up our shaylos. He also mentions Tishbi Ataris Kushis V'Yibayis, and he says it has to be Eliyahu HaNavi and not Moshe Rabbeinu, because Eliyahu HaNavi never died. And because he never died, even Moshe Rabbeinu and all the G'daylim of all the previous generations, they had a period, they had a separation of their neshama from their guf, and when they went to Gan Eden, they didn't have connection to the Torah that was going on in Olam Hazeh during that time, since their neshamas left their bodies. And therefore, only Eliyahu, who is in every single generation by Olam Hazeh, in a certain sense, since that time, he has the most kayach to explain everything to us and to make the whole Messiah very, very clear. And he goes through a little bit of Arichas, I don't want to go through it now, but Mamish, I was very excited that this is Mamish, explains why Eliyahu is going to be the person to answer all our shaylas. And thinking, there's also, we know we pass in with the latest person, is the we always go with Basra, the later one. And it's a similar idea that they have, you have all the kayach of the Torah from the previous, even though the previous generations are b'etzem greater on greater madrigas, but since they left, there's more Torah that people were amal in and worked on, and the later generations had the kayach. So I was thinking maybe this is a similar idea that Elio, through all the generations with all these kayach of the Torah through every single generation, he has that. That would be the clearest for us to be able to be Masadar, the Messiah for us. So that's why Elio, and L'maisa, there's a kasha that the Gemara in Shabbos is trying to figure out a certain mitzias, if you could write tefillin on the skin of a fish, a kosher fish. The Gemara says that what if we ask to wait for Elio, and if Elio and Navi would come and tell us? The Gemara asks, what do you mean? If Elio and Navi would come and tell us? The Gemara asks. So Rashi explains, what's the question? Rashi explains that the question is that Elio and Navi, you can't pass an Isser V'Heter because Torah L'Abba Shemayim. So, if Elio HaNavi can't pass an Isser V'Heter because Torah L'Abba Shemayim, so then L'maisa, how is he going to be able to come and be Mesader the whole Mesorah? There's a lots of Shailas throughout Shas that are very much Tully on the lot of Tekus that are going to get Isser V'Heter, and if he's going to come and be Mesader then and answer that, then why are we not? Why is that not a problem of this? Like the Gemara asks that Torah L'Abba Shemayim. So, with this, maybe we can answer, Pia, there's a big Chassam Sefer that deals with this Nekuda. He's talking about, he comes to explain that Elio HaNavi has two ways that he could come, could appear. One way is he could come as a Malach, and one way, sometimes he comes as an Adam, as a person. How does he prove this? Because he really is asking a question. The Gemara in Irvin on Daf Mem Gimel is trying to figure out if there's a problem of Tchum Be'Avir on Shabbos. That means that higher than Yud Tfachim is the problem of going out of the Tchum. And there's a Shaka Vataria over there, Ayin Cham, but in the middle of the Shaka Vataria, the Gemara is trying to prove from the fact that Eliyahu Navi might possibly come on Shabbos. And if he could possibly come on Shabbos, so then obviously there's no problem of Tchum Ba'avir, because the Gemara is assuming that that's how he's going to travel around, and if he could come on Shabbos, the Gemara is trying to prove there's no problem of going out of the Tchum Ba'avir. The Gemara Lamaisa seems like it leaves off with a suffix, it's not exactly clear. Maybe come on Shabbos, maybe not, because we're not sure if you could go out of the Tchum Ba'avir. But the point is, you see very clearly from this Gemara that we're bringing a riot from Eliyahu HaNavi about the Tchum. And the Tzam Sefer says, one second, he says, every bris milah nowadays on Shabbos, he says, you set up a kisei shel Eliyo, you make a special cheer for him. The moel says a special tefillah that Eliyo should stand on my right and help me out. And he says, why don't we bring a raya from here? How did he come to us on Shabbos? How did he come to every bris on Shabbos? If the Gemara still leaves off mesupik, if there's a problem of going betchum be'avir, then how does he get to every bris? The Gemara should already prove that obviously there's no problem of going betchum be'avir. Like the Gemara in Erevin is trying to work out, and it doesn't have an answer. So he says that from here he says there's two gilois of Elio. Elio shows himself in two different ways. Sometimes he shows himself as a malach, like by a bris, and he says sometimes different times where he showed up and he was megalant himself to people. He came as a malach, and other times, and this is the time the day before Mashiach, when he comes to us, it's going to be B'teres Adam. And therefore, when he comes to B'teres Adam, of course, you could prove about the dinim and halachis of going into Tchum or out of Tchum. Masha'inkin, when you buy a bris and it comes as a malachim are not subject to the dinim and laws of Torah, of the different pratim of Torah mitzvahs. So it's not, you can't bring a raya, and there's no problem for him to come as a malach to a bris. So that would also answer our kasha over here. That's why is La'asid Lavoi, we see from the Gemara in Erevin, which is discussing Mamash the day before Mashiach comes over there, which is what we're talking about, that's when he's going to be able to come and answer all our Shailas. And there, the Gemara sees that he's coming as an Adam. So we don't have a problem anymore with the Rashi and Shabbos that says that can't ask Elio. There, it was in the middle of the Sugya, and he said, well, if Elio comes right now, he would have came as a Malach, and that would be a problem of Terah L'Abba Shemayim. But La'asid Lavoi, when he'll be Masader and answer up all our Tekus and everything like that, so then he'll be a person, and there will be no problem of Torah L'Abba Shemayim. So, the Shaila is, So I was very bothered by the following question. There's different times in the Gemara that you see stories. The Gemara says there's certain maises that certain Tanam and Amiraim met up with Eliyahu HaNavi. They met up with him, found Eliyahu, and they asked him some questions, and I was always very bothered. Why don't you just ask him all the tikkus? You have Eliyahu HaNavi there. What's the have to wait for Mashiach to come to ask him? It's not gzeir that we're not allowed to know it. We don't understand it with our seichel. You have Eliyahu HaNavi there, and you have him. So ask him. Two kav and eight amas. What's the halacha? Is this person miyayish or not? Ask him all the tikkus. Sit down with him. So I was thinking, according to what we just said, that it would be answered, Pashtas, right? We just said that if he came as a malach, so then, you see, there's different stories. The Gemara in Gittin has a story in the Avav over there that they asked what's Hashem doing right now, and in Bometzia they asked him what Hashem is doing right now. On Untes, it's very, they're not, Mitar is malach. You ask him what Hashem is doing, you're not coming to make a psach or answer any tikkus, but, you know, interesting things. You could ask him as a malach. Hashem came to sit down and ask him the tikkus at then, it wouldn't help because Terla Bashamayim.
All
Gilo Leos are Mitarish Malach? One second, no. So this is what I wanted to say. And I have a Gemara in Bo Metzia, Kufya Dalet, Mefurish, that he came as a person. And I still don't have an answer for this question. Why?
When you say he came as a person, he looks like a person? Or he was...
I can't tell you exactly what he looked like.
No, I'm saying all the time, the ultimate Gemara, he didn't look
right.
Like...
So it sounds like, I'm saying, on their Madriga, they were able to... He was a certain... Bechina of a malach, and sometimes as an Adam. I'm saying, well, as a lovey, we'll be able to see some type of guf. That's clear from the Gemara Nerevin.
Well, when the malachim came to Avram, they also looked like humans.
Before the Gemara, was just bothered that how could it be in the crucifix?
One second, yeah. So the Gemara Bometzia, so whatever it means that he came as a malach, I don't know what they saw. I'm saying there's maises where people, Gedolim, knew that, we know that they saw a Yonavi. I don't know if they saw a Materis Adam or malach. I don't know what that means. That's above. Above me,
okay.
But yeah, exactly. But
when you see, you'll know.
Right.
Or not.
So, so my problem is that the Gemara in Bo Metzia, I have a klar raya that he for sure was megal himself to Rav Bar Avua as a person. Why? The Gemara on Kuf Yadal over there says that Rav Bar Avua ashche l'Eliyo, and first of all, he asked him a shayla on the sugya. So, if he asked him a shayla on the sugya, so according to what we just said, why is he asking him a shayla on the sugya? If he's a malach, then you're kind of wasting your time, maybe in a certain way.
So you could say,
like Rabbi Singh is saying, that Vada, he was just handling the sugya with him. Listen, you have Eliyahu, it's kishmat. Why not handle the sugya with him? It's not a raya, he could be a malach. Mask him. I was thinking that. But the next step of the Gemara, after he asks him a shayla, the story was that Eliyahu was in a goyisha beis akvaras. And Rava says to him, aren't you a kain? Lav kain? Mar kainat? Aren't you a kain? Rashi explains, because there's a man, the Amar, the Eliyahu is Pinchas. We know Pinchas is a kain, right? And he's a kain, he's saying to him, what are you doing in the basic varas? So I ask you a question. If he's a malach, then you don't ask that to a malach, what's he doing in the basic varas? Right? A malach is allowed to be in the basic varas.
Who's that?
What do you mean, who said it? A malach, we're saying now, the whole Yisai, the same way he could walk out of the Tchum, right? The same way he could walk out of Tchum, there's no raya from Tchum Ba'avir. Because he's not mechuyev in Torah mitzvahs, so a mistami doesn't have DNA tumah and tahara either. So I think it's a klara raya that he came as a person to Rav Bar Avua, and that probably is probably why he asked him on the sugya. So why didn't he ask him? Get the tekus now. What's the chayt to wait till Mashiach comes? So I was thinking I don't really have a good tarot. If anyone does, then please.
So if he could come as a human. And why, by the other case in the Gemara, they assumed he was going to come as a malach? When they went to Paschim.
I hear. But I guess, I don't know. I see here he came as an Adam. I can't tell you more than that. And Lemaisa, we have to answer up how he comes to every bris. This is the Sam Sefer. This is what he's saying, that the difference between every bris and Allah's love. So, I was thinking, the only thing I can think of is that, Mechtesi, I'm making a hanukha really over here. That Kilu, he had like an hour meeting with Eliyahu, and he has the right to sit down there and start handling all shots with him. Eliyahu is busy, right? And he was in the middle of a sugya, Rav Bar Avua Mesama. He quickly asked him on the sugya. He answered him. And the next pressing question is, what are you doing in the Beis HaKvaras? He's going to sit down, open the Bava Metzia, and start asking two kav and eight amas. He's not. By the time he got up to that, Eliyahu could have left already. So, Mechitesi, I'm saying, I don't have a better shot. If anyone does say that, I'm very happy to hear, but I'm saying maybe Eliyahu didn't sit with people for hours on end. I don't know. I don't have a better shot. But That's what I was thinking. I have another question just on that story, if anyone has anything. That the Gemara over there says that he asked him, what are you doing in the Beis HaKvaras? And he said to him, Eliyahu answered back, you don't know? I mean, Atan Kriyam Adam, Vein Oivde Kechavim Kriyam Adam. He was in a Goyisha Beis HaKvaras, and a Goyisha Beis HaKvaras doesn't have DNA Toma like a Yiddish Beis HaKvaras. So he's saying, and so Rashi explains, what was he asking him, like we said before, what are you doing in Beis HaKvaras? So Rashi says, the Ikam Man Amar Eliyahu is Pinchas. So I wanted to know, why is there still another Man Amar Fakaret? We should have a riot from here, Sulei Midi, that Eliyahu is Pinchas. Why is there still a Machlekes?
Either
Pinchas is either Eliyahu was Pinchas or he wasn't a Kayim. Rashi's saying he was neming on the side.
They used to believe Rabbi Abu that he's Eliyahu.
So there's a tell, not
Kayim. Right. Gemara says he found, what do you mean? He was Eliyahu.
Yeah, different
text. Rabbi Abu said he met Eliyahu. We don't believe him, maybe.
Right, exactly. No, but here he's an Adam. Here he's in the basic chorus, so he for sure was an Adam. So we should have had a riot from here. So I don't know why it's so much like. Because the only thing I can think of is that maybe Eliyahu was thinking, he should have said to him, don't make hanachas and don't ask questions, right? But who said Eliyahu is mechuyev to like get involved in Rabbah's and the machalikas between these two tzadim if he's Pinchas? He understood that Rabbah is neming on his Pinchas. And he said, listen, I chop, you're asking if I'm out Pinchas. He's going to start telling him Torah. He's not going to say, well, you think I'm Pinchas? Like, I'm not Pinchas. He tells him Torah, listen, he's missing a crucial information over here that you're not going to be in a Goyisha Beis HaKvaras. And he tells him the sugya. So that's it. Just heard a very cute story as a hemshech of this, that so someone came knocking on Aaron Leib's door, mamash banging down the door, and finally they opened up for him. He said, I have to speak to the Rav, I have to speak to the Rav. So they opened the door for him, he sits down, and he says, I have to tell the Rav something. He's like, Mashiach's here. Aaron Leib's like, what do you mean? He's like, I'm Mashiach. So Aaron Leib's eyes open wide. He says, I've been waiting for you for 90 years. Opens up a mitzvah and he says, Nutukav and Eidamas. Obviously, the person ran out of the office. But we see that the Gedolim are mamash waiting every second to be able to talk of the Peshit these Shilas. And it's a shame we should talk of these Zeichel to the Gilei Eliyahu. Merav Yamin.
I told my family, I said,